Morning, everybody. It's WMFO Medford. About 9 o'clock. Just about 9:01. Mike on the mic here, along with at least for 1 hour, is Mr. Mark Hurwitz. How you doing, Mark?
Okay.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I'm here until I get kicked out, which is, I'll probably get kicked out at what, 10?
Why do you think we're going to kick you out?
I get kicked out of every place. Well, speaking of getting kicked out, I'm leading a hike at Thompson Island in 2 weeks. Remember I got kicked off the island?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get, I'll talk about that
wasn't later. Really anything terrible that you did there.
No, I didn't do anything, but
no.
I do tend to get kicked out of places. So, yeah, I'll be here till 10, and then it sounds like you have some live music coming, huh?
I do. Some acoustic live music from Liz Bills and Analog Heart. Two of those guys are coming in. Well, not guys. Liz is not a guy. But she'll be here along with her bass player.
Great.
And they'll be sharing some stuff live. I've got a bunch of stuff to play that's recorded as well. So that should be cool. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. It's the first time that they've ever been here. So I definitely like that. I definitely like when it's the first time that somebody's here. Let's see. I have some new noise to start off this particular set. We'll be doing Freeform all the way till 10 a.m. And Liz will be here along with the accompanying bass player at around 10 a.m. So, to start things off, I have something new from the Magpie Salute. You know these guys? You ever salute them? Stand up and...
No. I think I know the name. I don't know if I've heard them before.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them, but this song's pretty cool. It's called Send Me an Omen.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, scary. All right, starting off scary this morning. New noise at WMFO, Medford.
Yeah. $1,000. $1,000 car. $1,000. Time moves on, that's the way. your home, then you're just fucking
Think the men upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes.
WMFO, Medford. How you doing? Mike on the mic here, along with, surprise, Mark Hurwitz.
Yeah, I just, walking down the street looking for pizza, I saw Mike. I'm like, oh, hey, I'll do radio instead
today. It was just a game time decision. Yeah. And you're here for the rest of the first hour, so that's cool.
Yep, be here till 10.
Yep. All right, so let's tell everybody what we played in that very first set. I can't believe it's 9:26 and it's only been one set.
Time flies.
All right, started off with the Magpie Salute, brand new from them. Send Me an Omen, and Black Crowes, members of them in there, and Chris Robinson, and because it's like...
Rich Robinson.
Rich Robinson, Chris's brother, so I don't know too much sometimes about the music that I pick, I just like it, and we put it on, and it's like, that sounds so familiar, it sounds like the Black Crowes. It's like, well, that's why.
Yeah, it's Rich Robinson and two other Black Crowes members.
Don't know nothing.
And they sound a little like Chris Robinson Brotherhood, yeah, which is another great band.
Yep, well, that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
And right after that was a classic, I think, from the Bottle Rockets, $1,000 Car. I haven't heard that in a while, but I always like playing that one. Joe Walsh was up next from 2000's 20th Century Masters. Had a collection, the best of Joe Walsh. It was County Fair. I don't remember knowing that, but I heard it on the Cosmic Corner on Markskin Radio. Yeah. Chris Chin played that.
I was a big Joe Walsh fan growing up, like, and I know that song pretty well.
Oh, it just kills me. I love Joe Walsh. Guns N' Roses, just after that, from the Use Your Illusion 1. Remember those Use Your Illusions 1 and 2?
Yeah.
It was 1991, man. Dust and Bones. And Jason Isbell in the 400 Units was the fifth song of the set from last year's The Nashville Sound. That was White Man's World.
Another happy song from Jason Isbell.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's apropos, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I play music so it can say what I don't have to.
Exactly.
That's what it does.
Yeah.
All right, second hour, 10 a.m., remember, we have Liz Bills and her bassist coming in. I see the phone ringing, so we're going to have to go down and let them in. They'll be on around 10 a.m. But before we do that, let's start off with some new noise in the next set. New noise from the Wild Feathers.
Really?
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands.
Power poppy stuff. Yeah. Power poppy. It's called Wildfire. Brand new here at WMFO, Medford.
Never Something in the way she moves. when I met you, I was so in love. I didn't think that I could be strong, but things started slipping. Thought they'd go back to how they were. I should have been honest sooner before things got.
WMFO. March on, everybody. It's 9:45 in the morning. Mike on the mic here. Expecting Liz and the bassist to be here at 10 a.m. And Mark Hurwitz has been outside helping them get up, and he's just walking back in. Let me tell you what we played in that short four-song set. Started off with some new noise from the Wild Feathers, a new single called Wildfire. Always like to hear from them. Then Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds from the Chasing Yesterday CD a couple years ago, Riverman. Ephemerals from 2014's Nothing Is Easy CD, You Made Us Change. And ended that set with something by Wrong Path, Mark Davies' new one called March On. And I just got that the other day.
Really? Mark Davies?
Yeah, Mark Davey. He's one of the Cosmic Corner guys.
Sorry, Mark Davey. Yeah. Oh, Mark Davey, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on my page earlier today saying, I think, good luck or, you know, don't mess up or whatever he said to me.
Probably.
Everyone says don't mess up when I'm on the radio.
Me too.
Oh, so I'm out of breath. Sorry.
So that was Britton, and you're going on a hike later today.
I know. Just went up two flights of stairs, three times.
Three times. Good.
Yeah.
All right, so I was telling Mark that I love the sound effects that he used on his guitar to make the marching sound. And just the instrumental in general is just awesome. So that's from a new release coming. Again, that's called March On from Wrong Path. All right, 9:46 in the morning.
Wow, we're running out of time, huh?
I know. We have some new noise that you suggested in a little while.
Yep.
But you wanted to do a couple of quick reviews. Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, one bit of news and one review. And the news... It's kind of disturbing. Jacob Worth, the building, had a fire.
Yeah.
And they're actually closed. This restaurant, they've been there since, I don't know, the 1860s,
long
1850s.
Ago.
So, I mean, one of the best-known restaurants in Boston. And the fire was on the third floor, I think, so they had water damage. Mm. So they're going to be closed for at least a few weeks.
That's an old building, too. Water damage is rough.
Yeah, so they got to be really careful. And the restaurant's for sale, too. So... And people, of course, were saying, oh, really suspicious. But no, come on. It was a fire. Hopefully they get back soon. And, you know, hopefully when they sell it, it's sold to someone who kind of keeps everything in place or a lot in place because it's such a great spot.
I sure hope so.
So really quick review. I'm starting to do some reviews in New England now, outside of Boston.
Uh-huh.
Road trip feature. It's a brand new feature. And this place, Five Islands Lobster Company, is the first place in the feature. It's Georgetown, Maine.
Oh,
I can talk
like
about for
up?
Hours. It's mid-coast,
yeah.
So it's by Bath and Booth Bay Harbor.
Huh.
And half the fun is getting there, you know, 15-mile road to... the road basically ends at the water. And this lobster shack is there, and it is the best lobster roll I have had in New England.
Really?
Better than CK Pearl.
What?
Yeah, and it was like $19
what
for...
So what was so good about
they
it?
They literally take the lobster... You know, out of the water right there, and they just put the lobster into the grilled hot dog bun and just a little mayo, just enough mayo to
get
a little...
Did you see them doing that?
Yeah. I mean, they bring in the lobsters in, and it's the freshest lobster you'll ever have.
And they crack it, take the meat out, put it in the bun, and...
Yeah, that day, right there.
Wow.
And it's like a little community where you just sit there. There's nothing else to do in that little village. You just hang out, and it's awesome, and the views are incredible, and we have to go there.
I
talked to Sue Edelman, who I saw a few days ago. Sue is, of course, you know, I don't know if she's on next today, but I think we're going to have to go up there.
Okay,
all of us.
Sign me up.
So that's about it. I'd go on and on, but it's 12 of 10, and, you know, time marches on.
It does.
God,
it does.
That's a horrible cliche.
All right, so we do have some brand new noise coming up right after this PSA here at WMFO.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
All right, it's WMFO. Brand new noise from Trampled by Turtles, requested by Mr. Hurwitz. This one's called The Middle. WMFO, Medford.
Partially peaceful. listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.